Well, good afternoon, Randy.
Hello, Marshall.
It is May 5th, 2023, and it's been a while.
That's right. Another News You Can Use is back.
We are going to talk about several topics today. The first one is we want to give our listeners a Viton gasket update.
Yes, Marshall. Well, just an update for people. We're updating our type of Viton as our standard Viton. It used to be Viton Lethargy. That's difficult to get with sourcing issues. Everybody's familiar with all these sourcing issues we're facing with materials these days. We're moving to Viton A. And I only really point it out because it's almost going to be invisible behind the scenes type stuff. But if you keep your own stock numbers in your system, we'll be updating our stock numbers. And, you know, the kits will get updated behind the scenes. So the kits will have the same stock numbers if it was a kit. But the Viton A you might see as referenced in either spec sheets or quotes, submittals, things like that. And for those of you who were typically, you know, used to seeing Lethargy Viton, you'll know this Viton A is its replacement. We still have the Viton GF, you know, for the NSF approved systems, which has no lead in it at all. And so it's pretty much transparent, not anything to worry about. So same warranty. And I think nothing else to really say about that, is there, Marshall?
No, I think you covered it, Randy. Well, let's talk about the new heat maintenance system video. I'm kind of excited about that. I just did a video on our heat maintenance system because we had a lot of confusion in regards to people calling it heat trace and insulation, that kind of stuff. You know, we used to use heat trace wire years ago, but we've been using panels for a long time now. So if you go to polyprocess.com to our videos, you'll see the heat maintenance system video. It resides on YouTube, and I would challenge everybody to go to our YouTube channel, Polyprocessing on YouTube, and look at all of our videos that's on there. But this one is specifically, it's just an overview of how the panels are installed, how the wiring is done, and how we test it at the factory before it's foamed. So take a look at that for
sure.
Yeah,
it's excellent stuff you're building there. And we have a collection of those field service videos, which we'll be talking about a little later here in the podcast. But, you know, it's a growing collection of how-to videos in the field.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
It's a good addition.
Yeah, and so we did some a few months ago with Jonathan out in French Camp. Some almost, you know, we call them service videos or field service videos. So take a look at those. That helps for folks that have their own service groups do some training on how fittings are installed or how you fix a, you know, a crack in a tank or even just a scrape, how you do that for a cosmetic look.
Yeah, like a lot of how-tos in the field, you know, instead of necessarily having one of our field service people come out.
Right, and then one more video. I'll just leave it at that. We have a new overview video that we put together with some friends of ours. And there's two of them. There's one with a voice and one without. But it just goes through kind of in a slide presentation. It's an overview of our company. I think it's about 4 minutes long. And that's found also on our website under videos or also on YouTube. So, well, let's talk about email banners. Randy, you want to talk a little bit about those on P3?
Right. You know, the email banners, I think some people out there use them and some don't. It's amazing how it can really lead you to another opportunity. You might be quoting a pump, and they notice the email banner at the bottom like says something interesting about your tank products. And so there's a whole collection of these that can kind of prompt somebody's attention, and maybe it wasn't the whole intent of your initial email, but it gets their attention about something else that you can offer.
That's right. And we, on our P3 for our partner website, for those who have signed up and those who haven't, get with us, we'll get you signed up on our partner website. But we updated some of the actual email banners. And so the newest ones are at the top of the list now. In that, when you go there, you download them. It also gives you the link to use for that email banner to put in Outlook. So when your customer clicks on that banner, it'll take them to the link, whether it be the drop test, the videos, or, you know, whatever it is. And so there's a video actually on P3 that shows you how to do that. And I think, let's see, the star Randy Zimmer, you put that together, didn't
that?
You?
Yeah. That's an old one, but yeah.
But it's, hey, it works.
Yep.
So
for if you need to kind of see how you link those email banners up, and you can even make it part of your signature so that just with a click it can pop on a different email banner from this one to that one.
Yeah.
You know, one customer you might want to send one banner to and another a different.
Yeah, I think I've got like 8 banners now on my signature, so I can go pick – I feel like, I don't know, the info today. You know, just send that out. So it helps reinforce the message for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about WEFTEC. We like that. It's coming up, October 1st, 2nd. I think it's 2nd through the 4th. It's in, where's it up this
Chicago
year?
This year, right? Chicago. We're gonna do it upright again. We took a few years taking kind of a lower profile with the pandemic years.
Right.
And we're gonna be back.
Yeah, we got a 20 by 20 booth, yep. Island booth. And the plan is, right, we're gonna have a 4,100 slope bottom info tank.
You'll be able to peek inside.
With the door again.
Yep.
And we've got some other bells and whistles we want to insert.
We can't give away all the secrets. No. You need to come by and take a look.
That's right. But we're going to show you how to sell value of the slope bottom when you get there for sure.
Yeah, we'll, of course, be highlighting the things we do better and that others don't. So, you know, some of our partners are really good, Marshall, at bringing some engineers and customers over to the booth so they can point out to them firsthand.
Right.
You know, here's why poly processing is different. And, you know, some of you need to take advantage of that.
It's as close to an installation as you're going to find around, you know, if you don't have one close to the slope bottom. By the way, are we going to have a distributor meeting at WEFTEC this year?
Yeah, we're going to do that a little afterwards because we want to include our industrial partners. Not everybody comes to WEFTEC. So we're going to do it right after the WEFTEC, and we're going to do that as a kind of a giant webinar.
Okay. Yeah, I think we were talking about the third week of October, so 2 weeks after WEFTEC. Do a webinar. So stay tuned for that, for sure. We'll send something out from P3 here in the next probably 30 days once we get that that date.
Yeah, and, you know, if people have ideas, Marshall, of things they'd like to cover at kind of a, you know, webinar, kind of like rep-wide meeting, and, you know, send in your thoughts and suggestions to Marshall. We'll take a look at, you know, making that part of that webinar.
Yep. We obviously want to make it, you know, valuable for our partners. There's some service training coming up again. So we had some service training in French Camp a few months ago. Videotaped a few of those sessions. Then we had a training in Monroe not too long, a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So it would have been late April, and then now we've got one coming up in June.
In June, right.
And where's that going to be?
So that'll be in Winchester. And, you know, this is something, Marshall, that we've been putting some emphasis on this year is kind of creating factory-certified, you know, training partners, or I should say factory-certified field service partners. And so Jonathan leads that up, our field service director, and he's going to get more and more partners certified. So if your company has, like, this field service aspect to it, you know, we'd love to have you be field factory certified.
Yeah, there's some money to be made there, right?
Definitely, right? And, you know, it also brings you into the plant for additional reasons to kind of transfer it over to new capital equipment too.
Yes.
Right, one of the other things there is, you know, every now and then we'll have a field service claim that, you know, we'll either it's part of warranty or not, and we'll just, you know, feel like we want to help out and be part of that. So we're hoping to call on these field or factory certified partners to sometimes go out, and we would send you a check from Poly Processing to cover, you know, some of the expenses in those cases.
You know, I was talking to one of the maintenance guys from one of our distributors, and they signed a contract with the end user to go out once a year and do an inspection, and that end user pays them.
That's right.
That. So there's some. That's a, you know, there's a
obviously you can build
a stream that they didn't have before.
Right. You can build it in the specifications, include you know, factory certified startup. You know, that's going to be a cost for our competitors because they don't have a system like this. So you can kind of come out ahead by having somebody local that can do that.
So if you're interested, get a hold of your regional sales manager, or you can email marketing@polyprocessing.com. Either way, and then we'll get with Jonathan, make sure you're included in the training. And we'll have some other sessions after this Winchester one as well. Just we have to figure them out. I wanted to mention a couple things on the marketing side real quick. One of them is that we have a downloadable line card that's on our website. And for those of you who haven't seen it, it's pretty good. It talks about our core business in a pretty quick reference, you know, two-page front and back. And then we can and do all the time send out those printed. And so as a distributor, you're welcome to get a hold of me. It's Marshall and Lampson is the last name, right? And then it's marketing@polyprocessing.com. And let me know that you want copies of that. And what we do is we order it online and have it drop shipped to you. And so we can do that. And banners and things, too, for trade shows. I mean, we do all that stuff. And some people take advantage of it, some people don't. So I'm here to say, please take advantage of that, because that's one of the support mechanisms that Poly Processing Company delivers to our distributors.
Right. Yeah, we can send out all kinds of stuff to make your trade show booth look nice.
Yeah.
And you can even request things we don't have, and we'll make it for you.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. Now, Randy, let's talk about leak detection for a minute.
Yeah, you know, there's been a little improvement here that is probably subtle enough that escaped most people's attention, but we've improved that little leak detection sensor that goes in the sidewall on the safe tanks to make it much smaller and still include a potentiometer for dialing in accuracy. And we've made it small enough that it now fits in the interstitial space between the two tank sidewalls on all of the safe tank range. Previously, there was some that had wider, you know, gaps that the old one would work with, but not, you know, the smaller gaps. So the new, and I'll tell you why this is important, Marshall, is that because it's so small and fits the whole range of safe tanks, it's now field installable, right? So either if your customer forgot to have one initially and now they want one, you can install this in the field. Or if you have a bad one that you need to replace, you can replace a new one in the field. Because, oh, you know, when cool. we typically the way we did this was we install it at the factory by taping it to the sidewall.
Yeah.
And then we lower the inner tank into the outer tank. So it had to be done at the factory and then it got shipped that way. So now that's small enough, you can just, you know, kind of pop it through the outer containment wall and drop it all the way down in. And the little potentiometer will let you dial it in, but it'll probably be correct just out of the box.
Now, will we see that at WEF Tech, you think?
Yeah, that'll be at WEF Tech. Yes, we'll have that and a couple other parts of our poly level system, which is just kind of, you know, five or six choices where we can include different types of digital leak detection. I'm sorry, digital level control, too. So you can have some ultrasonic or fluid control switches. And if it just makes sense and helps you out, you know, it can be part of a turnkey package if you like that.
You know, I forgot one thing I want to talk about real quick, and that our blogs, which are obviously resident on our website, and you know, we send those blog emails out once a week, and then so there's usually four or five blogs, depending on how many weeks there are on the month, and then right after that, we send a blog summary out. Well, Randy, can you tell us what's new about the blogs in the last few weeks? You can't?
You should have prompted me for that one.
There's a voice to them now.
Oh, yes. They speak to read
you,
aloud.
Right? That's right.
Yes.
So that you can listen to those blogs while you're in your car. That's, again, on a treadmill, just like we talk about the podcasts.
Just like we talk about with this. You know, yeah. You take it, listen to these little monthly, you know, news you can use podcasts while you're driving into work or driving to that sales call. Now you can do the same thing with some of your favorite blogs.
That's right. Going to continue to do that. We think it's a good idea, but we'd like your feedback as these go along. If you know any topics or something that we're not covering that you'd like us to cover, obviously get a hold of us again at marketing@polyprocessing.com. And so let's sign off, Randy. It's been good. Good to see you.
You too.
And remember, it's Poly is
Solutions Simplified.